Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Janice Tunnell, your host for tonight. Welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm joined by my sister Denise. We hope you guys had a wonderful 4th of July weekend last week, and we're glad that we can be back here with you again this Sunday night. Welcome to the show again. Tonight we have an hour full of beauty news that you can use, hopefully. Hopefully it will be some great information that will help you guys to further your career. So we're going to get started. I'm just going to turn it over to Denise, and we'll get started.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the show. We've had a couple weeks off with traveling and things like that, visiting family for the holidays and things like that. So we are super glad to be back on the show, and hopefully you all are glad to be back as well. Just briefly, I wanted to quickly mention IMATS Vancouver, which is coming up this weekend, July 16th through 17th. That's Saturday and Sunday. On July 16th, the show takes place from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then on Sunday, July 17th, the show takes place from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. At IMATS Vancouver, you can network with industry leaders and get inspired by the makeup stars of tomorrow. Launched in 2010, IMATS Vancouver brings you top makeup artists, schools, and shows working in the TV and film industries. With a wide range of classes and vendors, you can get insider information on shows and production and stock your kit all in one weekend. Again, that's IMATS Vancouver, July 16th through 17th. And for more information on IMATS Vancouver and where that's taking place, you can visit imats.net. And along with that, join Makeup Artist Magazine, Blanche McDonald Center, and Rocky Cosetti for the Makeup Artist Special Event, which takes place Friday, July 15th from 6 to 9 p.m. Normally when IMATS does, when they have a show on that Friday, they'll have a pro event. But from what I'm understanding, I believe this event may be, this special event may be open to the public. Makeup Artist Magazine and the Blanche McDonald Center are partnering for a networking event held 6 to 9 p.m. July 15th at the Curlic Boutique in the Blanche McDonald Center, which is located 410 Robson Street, Vancouver, British Columbia. The mixer will kick off IMATS Vancouver and give makeup artists, pro card holders, makeup enthusiasts, and everyone in between a chance to mingle with industry professionals. A live DJ and an interview with Rocky Cosetti and makeup artist publisher Michael Key will round out the evening. This event is free for the public to attend, and no RSVP is required. So, yes, it is a free event. No RSVP is required. You can just show up. The event takes place on Friday, July 15th from 6 to 9 p.m., again at the Blanche McDonald Center, at the Curlic Boutique inside the Blanche McDonald Center. And, again, the address is 410 Robson Street, Vancouver, British Columbia.
All right, and I just want to give out some important dates on some other beauty shows coming up. And as I've mentioned some weeks before, PBA Beauty Week is July 23rd through 26th. in Las Vegas, and that's coming up very soon. Again, that's July 23rd through the 26th, PBA Beauty Week in Las Vegas. And just wanted to give you some information about the show. Hotel registration for PBA Beauty Week is now open. Room availability is limited. So please call PAR Avion at 800-826-8133. To make your reservations, again, that number is 800-826-8133, or you can contact them at RESCENTER, that's RESCENTER, at paravion.com. And then there's a housing scam warning that they wanted to warn you guys about for anyone who's interested in registering for a hotel. PAR Avion Meetings and Convention is the official travel agency for PBA Beauty Week. And as such, they are the only ones able to secure low pricing on room blocks at the hotels that I'm going to mention. So be very careful when you're trying to book a room. If you're going to book it through the official travel agency, make sure you're booking it through PAR Avion Meetings and Conventions. All right, and those hotels that are participating hotels that Beauty Week has negotiated special rates for, they are, and they're all located on Las Vegas Boulevard, very close to where the show is going to take place. So they are Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino at 3950 South Las Vegas Boulevard. Then you have the Delano Las Vegas at 3950. Four Seasons Hotel Las Vegas at 3960 South Las Vegas Boulevard. Then you have the Luxor Hotel and Casino at 3900. Excalibur Hotel and Casino at 3850. And then the MGM Grand, which is 3799 Las Vegas Boulevard. So if you have any questions, you can contact PBA, or, again, you can contact the travel agency, PAR Avion, at 800-826-8133. Also, they are the official transportation services for PBA Beauty Week are LAS Transportation as well as Super Shuttle. Okay, and then there's one more date that I want to mention here. And I lost my place here. One second. It's basically a save the date. It doesn't come up until January 2017. And that is, hold on one second. I'm trying to, okay. Can't find it. The name of the show, I can't think of the name of the show off the top of my head. That's why I'm trying to find it. But I'm trying to pronounce it. Is it ISSE Long Beach? Okay, yes. There we go. I couldn't get the letters right. But it's ISSE Long Beach. That's coming up, coming January 2017. And I don't have the dates for you, so I'll get that for you a little later in the show.
Cool. Now, here's something coming up that, that's happened that I think is very, very exciting. It's something that I think for anybody who's in the entertainment industry or who can appreciate film and television and can appreciate the Academy Awards and that whole process and the process of voting. Well, the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences just recently invited, I think it was 683 artists to join the Academy. And of those 683, 20 were makeup artists. So 20 makeup artists and hairstylists have been invited to join the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the Academy announced. They are among 683 artists and executives that the Academy invited, and if they accept the invitation, they'll join a roster of more than 6,000 existing members. And I don't know if, for those of you listening, if you know Marietta Carter Narcisse, who's a dear friend of ours and a friend of this show's, Marietta has been in the industry for over 30 years, but Marietta has been a member of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences for a very, very long time, one of the few minorities and minority makeup artists who's actually a member. So now she has a little bit of company, and I cannot see any of these people deciding not to join the Academy. Let's see. She'll join a roster of more than 6,000 existing members. Responding to criticism that its base was primarily white men, the Academy made a push to diversify its membership. According to Academy data, invitees include 283 new international members from 59 countries, with women representing 46% of the new class and people of color representing 41%. The invited makeup artists and hairstylists are Karen Asano Myers. She's worked on Star Wars, The Force Awakens, and 42. Pierce Austin, he's worked on Concussion and After Earth. Julie Dartnell, The Grand Budapest Hotel and Les Miserables. Beatrice de Alba, Away We Go. Dave Elsie, Mr. Holmes and The Wolfman. Let's see, who else do we have? We have Camille Friend, which is a friend of ours. She's a hairstylist, actually. The Hateful Eight and Django Unchained. Anita Gibson, Beyond the Lights, in Top 5. And for those of you who are Power fans on the Star Network, Anita also does that show. Giorgio Gregorini, The Impossible, in Apocalypto. Sean Grigg, he's worked on The Revenant and Ex Machina. Norma Hill Patton, she's worked on X-Men, Days of the Future Past, and The Company You Keep. Duncan Jarman, he's worked on The Revenant and Rush. Love Larson, the 100-year-old man who climbed out the window and disappeared, and the girl who played with fire. Angela Levin, Cake and Horrible Bosses. Let's see. Ivana Primorac, she's worked on The Reader. Beverly Jo Pryor, who's also someone that we know. Straight Outta Compton and Selma. She also did The Butler. Jan Sewell, The Danish Girl, The Theory of Everything. Maurizio Silvi, The Great Gatsby and Moulin Rouge. Heba Thorsdottir, The Hateful Eight and Bridesmaids. Leslie Vanderwit, Mad Max Fury Road and The Great Gatsby. Eva Von Bahr, The 100-Year-Old Man Who Climbed Out the Window and Disappeared, and The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. So those are a list of the 20 hair and makeup people who were invited to the Academy. So that's pretty pretty exciting, and this will definitely help to diversify the Academy. So when it comes time to vote on films that include minorities, you know, now possibly, hopefully, they'll get some votes. And so those films and those movies that, you know, you go to see and you think, oh, or things that you've worked on and you think, oh, this should be nominated, and then they don't get any, you know, they don't get nominated. So hopefully now this will help that situation. This will kind of even the playing field, so to speak. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful. You know, I just think as long as they're making it so that it's fair, you know, so that everyone has the opportunity. And speaking of that, I learned something new when we went to IMAX London. Mm-hmm. And I sat in on a session that talked about the Academy Awards and the BAFTAs. And mm-hmm. the BAFTAs is an award that, you know, recognizes hair and makeup over in London. It's mm-hmm. you know, very equal to the Academy Awards here in the U.S. And they were basically talking about how when, with the BAFTAs, when you get the call that you've been nominated, for a BAFTA, that's the very first time that you know anything about, you know, your work being considered. Whereas for the Academy Awards, so, you know, it's just like you get a call, hey, you've been nominated for makeup, for, you know, you've been nominated for a BAFTA for makeup. And then you're like, oh, okay, you know, you're all happy, excited, whatever. But
oh, so what you're saying
US,
is for the BAFTA, you don't necessarily have to submit your stuff.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
Mm-mm. What I'm basically saying is you don't know anything at all about it. Like when they call you, that's the first time that you know that you were even being considered.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So you don't have, whereas here you actually have to submit.
Right.
So with
so
the
what
BAFTA,
I'm saying
you're
is,
not submitting.
Exactly. Here, and not only submitting, but here they will let you know that they're considering you. And then there's a process in the consideration. And,
right.
you know, if you can actually show up for some of the things that they want you to do, it would really help your case. But you go in and you present your work. You show video, you know, pictures, you show video, you tell who did what, how you did it, you know, all of this stuff. And you stand before a bunch of Academy Award winning makeup artists or hairstylists, whatever category you're in. And you present this. That's just for a consideration. You know what I mean? So then when the nominations do come out, and let's say you get a call and say, hey, you've been nominated, that's not the first time that you've heard of. You know, you're excited that you got the nomination, but you didn't even, you know, you knew you were being considered.
Right.
Versus over in London with the BAFTA, you don't even know you're being considered. When you get that call, that's the first time you know anything. But, you know, it's a process here. And when they make the nominations, they're going to make the nominations and include on that ballot the people that, you know, like, of course you're going to have your department head, your show designer there. But they're going to include the other people. Let's say, for instance, they're considering something particular and you weren't the one as the department head who did it. So they're going to have the person who actually did the work on the ballot as well versus – with the BAFTA, when they nominate that department head has to go back and say, hey, you know, I was the department head, but so-and-so actually did the work that you're, you know, considering us for. So they have to fight to get
that person's
name
on the ballot.
Additional person on the ballot, yeah. Whereas here, you don't have to fight because once you come in and tell exactly what happened and who did what, they know whose name to put on it. So I thought that was very, very interesting. It's something that a lot of people don't know. If you've never been considered if you've never been considered, you don't know that. So,
you know, I'm sitting here kind of laughing to myself, you know, how sometimes you can see on social media where people, you know, when they're talking about, like, they may post a picture of their makeup and all that, and they may say all this stuff about it, and then they may say, pound, there's levels to this.
Uh-huh.
Well, basically, that's what it sounds like. There's levels to this, you know?
Absolutely.
When you think about film and TV and just the whole process of not just, you know, going to work every day doing the job, but then, you know, how to basically elevate your career when you think about the accomplishments and the accolades and things like that and you know, being considered for these prestigious awards, there are levels to it. I mean, that's information that I had no idea about.
Right. I just have some information for hair colorists. Prada Club has a new volume to their Blueprint Highlighting video series. Volume number 4 is a part of a new DVD collection that uses the concept of a blueprint to visually present highlighting techniques that can be modified and adapted for colorists of all skill levels. Volume 4 features techniques for multicultural textured hair. I thought that was interesting. It retails for $59.95, and you can go to their website to purchase, and that is productclub.com for more information and to purchase.
Cool. Well, I'm just going to stay right here for a second on Makeup Artist Magazine and eye mats and all that, just to announce The Makeup Artist Magazine is celebrating 20 years of makeup artistry, 20 years of their magazine. That is huge. That's so huge for a trade publication for something like makeup to be celebrating 20 years. That's a long time. Join Makeup Artist Magazine in celebrating makeup artistry and the people who make it happen with their 20th anniversary issue. Featuring an epic photo story with more than 75 of the industry's best artists, this collector's edition has their first ever trifold cover. Well, that should be interesting. And 170 pages of content, their biggest issue yet. Wow, 170 pages. That's going to be like the Makeup Artist Magazine encyclopedia.
What issue is that going to be, the next one coming?
That's going to be issue 121. Mm-hmm, okay. That's the next one coming. So for those of you who may be too young to know what encyclopedias are, they're actually a book with information, like everything you get from Google about anything. That's exactly what an encyclopedia is. It's like Wikipedia in a hardback cover book.
Exactly.
That's awesome, 170 pages. Like right now, I think their issues probably, I think it's like 114, 115-page magazine. So to have 170 pages, that's like, 55 additional pages to that magazine. That's going to be huge. That's going to be huge. It's going to be a great resource. So I guess within this magazine, you can travel to the corners of the globe with their annual Makeup Around the World feature. They profiled 11 artists who told them that what it's like to work for a circus show in Dubai, a fashion runway in Seoul, a creature shop in Spain, and much more. Also, V. Neal will takes them through her legendary career. Burberry's Wendy Rowe talks fashion. Jason Collins traces the creation of Autonomous FX. And Katie Albright mixes metals and freckles. And don't miss their summer movie and TV guide featuring X-Men, Apocalypse, Warcraft, Free State of Jones, Game of Thrones, and more. Speaking of Free State of Jones, that probably is the most important movie that I've seen all year. Probably the most important movie that I've seen probably in the past 5 years or so. If you haven't seen it, go out and see it. I know a lot of people say it didn't get good reviews. It's a Civil War movie starring Matthew McConaughey. It probably didn't get good reviews because people probably didn't want to see it. People probably didn't want to know the truth about this country and what black people went through during those times, and they probably didn't really want to know what. Not just black people, but there were also white people who were fighting in that Civil War who weren't necessarily treated respectfully either. So a great movie. Matthew McConaughey did such a wonderful job. I was so impressed. Not to get off track, but that was, a great movie. So if you haven't seen it, please check it out, Free State of Jones. Now here's some of the columns that are going to be included in this 121st issue of Makeup Artist Magazine. There's industry buzz. There's going to be artists working in Cuba and El Salvador, New American Werewolf and Star Trek books, Southern Cal School startup, What's in Your Kit, which is a nice feature of the magazine that I always enjoy. O. Norina Jomir shows and tells what's in the kit. Product news featuring Beauty and the Bees, Sumita, Kors, Trophy Skin, Pure Naturals, It Cosmetics, Krylon, and MAC. There are retro reviews. Get your Charlie Gamora fix with old and new films. There's the backstage section with Natalie Gane, designs a Broadway Cirque show. The lab tech section, there's tips on mask mastery. Out of the kit, new media, new makeup methods. That should be interesting. The Beauty Breakdown, Vera Farmiga's Haunting Look in Bates Motel. So that's going to be pretty exciting. And in the online edition, you can see more IMAT's London photos and summer movie stories. So for more, even more exclusive anniversary coverage, you can go to MUA20.com. Again, that's MUA20.com, and you'll probably be able to see some of the behind-the-scenes covers of, like, the photo shoots that they did for the magazine cover and things like that, which is really interesting. There are tons of makeup artists that will be participating on that cover from both sides of the country, West Coast, East Coast, and all around the world as well. And I must take this time to say that, I mean, this magazine has been so inspirational to me in my makeup career. And I shared this on my Snapchat the other day about Makeup Artist Magazine. And I just kind of shared some of the articles from one of the two magazines ago. I shared, just some of the articles from the magazine. But this magazine it's full of information, number one. It's full of information. When Michael Key started publishing this magazine 20 years ago, it was mostly film and television information in it. And, you know, for me being a film and television makeup artist, that's fine for me. But also, it started to include so much more beauty makeup in it, which is good because you don't want to get stuck with one thing. It doesn't matter if, you know, that's your bread. If film and TV is, you know, my bread and butter, that's great. But it's always good to expand the mind and to do other things, which I, you know, of course I do a lot of beauty. I do a little bit of everything. My hand touches a little bit of everything. But it's just so nice to be able to be inspired by looking through one magazine. Because don't forget, film and television, just because it's on film and TV, it doesn't mean it's not pretty. It doesn't mean it's not beautiful. It doesn't mean that it's not beauty makeup. But I just love this magazine. I love the product news section. I mean, that's where I sometimes can discover quite a few new products that I've never seen before, never heard of before. I love the what's in your kit section because you get to see what other makeup artists have in their kit and what they're using. And that's another place that you discover new products. Some people will have products that they bought in Paris or products that they bought in London that you haven't heard of before in the States. So it's just really nice to be able to see what others are using in their kit and why. Then you have the out of the kit section, which I really like because sometimes, you know, there are certain things we may need to do when we're on set or wherever we are, whatever we're doing, and you feel like you need a certain product to do a certain thing. But sometimes you can just use something in your kit to accomplish the same thing. So I love to see the out-of-kit section to see, you know, what they come up with. And then, of course, the beauty breakdown section is always nice. That section always, to me, includes so many products. But then when you see the photo of what they did, you're looking like, it doesn't look like all those products are on that person's face. You know what I mean? So it makes you think about how much stuff you actually use on a model's face or on an actor's face, you know, when you're doing their makeup. You know, you think about the skincare, the foundation, the concealer, powders, you know, all the color, the blush, the eyeshadows, the eyeliners, the brows. You know, and so many people, when they're doing a makeup, they use so many things. Let's just say on skincare alone, sometimes the prep for the skincare is longer than the actual foundation application. So it's just interesting to see, how, you know, and read about how others actually apply makeup. So I love the beauty breakdown section for that. And not just the articles and things like that, but sometimes I really appreciate the ads in the magazine. There's so many nice ads. And, again, you're discovering so many new products, so many new tools. Like you'll see sometimes there are a lot of, like, airbrush companies, and not just the ones that most people know, like Temptu or Ket and things like that. But if you're really into airbrush, there's so much more out there than just that. There's so many more airbrush products out there than what you're seeing. And especially now, when you think about that Temptu and that little pod thing that they have, although I've never used that, I've seen it used and things like that, I've never had an interest in using it because to me, it's like you almost have to pick the right color for whoever you're doing makeup on And so I'd much rather be able to have the opportunity to, mix my own colors, customize a color for my actor or for my model. So it's just interesting to see what people think about when they're considering airbrush nowadays. People don't look at like when we started airbrushing, there was the Pache, there was Awada, things like that, big equipment. You know what I mean? You had to carry all this heavy equipment and all these makeups. Now with Temptu and their little pod thing, it's so much different. It's so much easier. But people don't realize and think about it. But that is for the consumer, pretty much. It wasn't necessarily intended to be, for production. People are using it as such, but it wasn't necessarily, I don't think, intended for that particular use. But Makeup Artist Magazine introduces you to so much. It introduces you to makeup artists around the world, literally around the world, and just, how creative they are, and you just get inspired by others' creativity. So I really love the magazine, and congratulations to them on 20 years, and congratulations to Michael Key.
Absolutely, absolutely. And earlier I was trying to give you guys the date for the ISSE Expo. It's the International Salon and Spa Expo in Long Beach, and that's January 28th through the 30th of 2017. So that's next year, but just want you to save the date, January 28th through the 30th for ISSE Long Beach. Okay.
I just really quickly before you do that, I just also wanted to just mention this. If anybody's interested in subscribing to Makeup Artist Magazine, please go out to makeupmag.com. It's makeupmag.com, and you can subscribe online to Makeup Artist Magazine. And you can also purchase in Barnes & Nobles. You'll find the magazine in Barnes & Nobles as well.
Okay. The Summit Salon is one of the industry's most respected career coaching organizations, helping professionals create sustainable business success. And now they have a new app. The app is for stylists, and it's a Summit Salon tracker type of app. At the core of their company is a passion for tracking data related to goals. This free app provides an easy-to-use calculator for individual stylists to track daily progress of key business drivers, including client services, retail, and rebooking. The app is free and available at the Apple Play Store. Search for Summit Salons. So it's good to know that it's a free app to help stylists who are in salons or makeup or studios, beauty bars, what have you, to track your retail sales, the money that you're bringing in through services and tips, how many new guests you have, how many referrals, or if they're repeat clients, your total guests, how many people rebooked. So it's a great app so that you can keep track of really how successful you really are in your business. So I think I'm going to check that out myself. And again, it's at the App Store for Apple.
So let me ask you this. So is it just for tracking? Are you able, are clients able to book through that app? Or is it just for tracking?
I don't, they never mention booking. They just mention rebooking. So,
okay.
They just mentioned rebooking. It could allow you to book. It may. I would have to download the app to see that. But the information that I was given didn't say anything about booking, just rebooking.
Gotcha. Well, now we're coming to, as far as my news is concerned, I wanted to focus on whenever we do these shows, these beauty news shows like this, I wanted to focus on a product focus. So meaning just, selecting a product and just kind of introducing everybody to this product. And so I decided to focus on my own product from Illusions Cosmetics. And you can check that out at illusionsbeauty.com. Again, it's illusionsbeauty.com. And so basically, I wanted to just give some information on our liquid lipsticks. So we have some new liquid lipsticks. We have 12 in the collection. And, you know, the colors range from the reddest of reds to the barest of nudes. And so I just wanted to share that with you all. The liquid lipsticks retail for $18. We've had such success with the liquid lipsticks in London. So if there's anyone in London who's listening, they sell for £14, and we do ship to London. Again, $18 here in the U.S. And the thing that I like most about these liquid lipsticks, besides the intense color, they're long-wearing. There's long-wearing color. I mean, you can eat lunch, you can drink, and you still have plenty of color left on your lips. I mean, these last a long time. They last all day. Out of the 12, we have about, three of them that are sheer. So for the sheer color, you know, of course the color is not as intense. And so in those colors, they will last, but again, not as long as the ones that have more intense color. So the ones that are sheer, we have spice, which is like a bronzy color. We have girly, which is like a bright pink. And then we have rose, which, I mean, that's self-explanatory. It's a pretty rose color. And then for the more intense colors, we have Cabernet. And if you think of what Cabernet is, like the wine, then you know the color. So it's like a very dark red. So we have Cabernet. And then we have Vino, which is also a red. Then we have Raspberry. It looks exactly how it sounds. We have, Raspberry. We have Autumn Spice, which is a beautiful orange color. We have Cinnamon Spice, which is like, the names really describe the colors. So whatever pops into your head when I give you the colors, that's pretty much what it looks like. We have Soft Brown, which is like a nude color, but it's really pretty on brown skin tones. We have, more so for the spring and summer, we have Sushi Flower, which is one of my favorite colors. It's a beautiful pink. We have Sweetheart. If that makes you think about the Sweetheart candies and Valentine's Day, then, you know, you can think about that type of pink. And we have, I mentioned Girly, which is a bright pink, but it's sheer. Again, we have Rose, which is a beautiful, beautiful rose-colored pink, and that one is sheer as well. And we have Spice, and again, Spice is more on the bronzy side, and that's sheer. And then we have Nude Pink, and that looks exactly how it sounds. It's a nude pink, and it's very pretty. It's not our nude colors like the Soft Brown and the Nude Pink. They're not chalky-looking nude colors. But they're very complimentary to women of color. Anyone can wear them, but they were definitely designed for women. They were definitely designed with women of color in mind, because a lot of times when you have, especially like the nude colored lipsticks, they're so wrong. They're so wrong on darker skin tones, and so that we wanted to make sure that wasn't the case with these liquid lipsticks. So again, they retail for $18 on illusionsbeauty.com. Check them out. We're very proud of them, so we've been pushing them pretty hard. Check them out and let us know what you think. If you post to social media, make sure you use hashtag LoveMyIllusions. Again, hashtag LoveMyIllusions. Do you have a favorite color of the liquid lipsticks?
Quite a few. Pumpkin Spice, Nude Pink, those are
you mean Autumn Spice?
Oh, I'm sorry. It looks like a pumpkin color. autumn spice.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
pink.
It does.
So those are the two that I'm using a lot lately.
Cool.
And I wanted to mention this. I was reading a little article online, and I thought it was cute to share this. Beyonce's tour makeup artist. And for some people who don't know, like if you see something online that says this is Beyonce's makeup artist, but you know somebody else to be their makeup artist, a lot of times someone's personal makeup artist, a lot of times they don't tour with the artist. And a lot of times it's, you know, for several reasons. You know, a lot of times people don't want to be away for a long period of time. Sometimes the artist can pay the tour artist a little less than they would their personal. So sometimes, you know, personals don't go for different reasons and they bring somebody else. But this guy, I was reading an article, and I said that, and I just mentioned all of that for those out there who would love to do something like that, be a tour makeup artist for artists. I just mentioned that for that purpose. But I was reading an article, and they were talking about lashes. And it says, Beyonce's makeup artist reveals how to create A-list lashes without using falsies. So I was like, okay, let me see what they're talking about. So her tour makeup artist, Sir John, has revealed how to emulate Queen Bee's her lashes. He says lengthening mascara should be treated as a primer and then topped with several other mascaras. He also suggests using brown on the bottom lashes. So let me go in and find the detail for you guys. Here, let's see. So he said the secret behind her perfect eyelashes is, again, using lengthening mascara as a primer. Okay. And then he says, then top it off with other mascaras. So it sounds like he's topping it off with more than one. He says the trick is to wiggle a black one into the roots of your top lashes like a toothbrush, then pull it through. Okay. Then he goes on to say, the secret to amazing lashes is concentrating on the outer edges. He says, I concentrate my lash game on the outer edges for a mesmeric cat eye effect, he explains. He says, to do this, you have to brush some volumizing mascara on just the outer lashes. Then while the mascara is still drying, put them up with your finger to bend them into shape. No curlers required. So his final trick, he says, when it comes to the lower lashes, again, using the brown instead of black. And he explains that it looks like black from afar, but it's more flattering up close. He says it'll look like up close, it's more flattering versus, you know, from a distance, it looks like black, but up close, it looks a little more flattering. So I really would like to try this technique, because the picture that they show, this is what I found interesting, the picture that they used in the article, when I saw the lashes, to me, it just looked like, you know, just lashes with mascara, and the reason why I mentioned it is because you know how when the article said, you know, you don't have to use false lashes, try this technique, but when I saw the picture, it just looked like, you know, somebody who has on mascara, and the mascara was doing what the mascara does. I thought that it was going to be just maybe a little bit more dramatic. You know, because in some ways that's what, you know, the lashes give you.
Right, right, exactly. When you're wearing a pair of lashes or wearing like a set of lashes, whether it's lash extensions or individual lashes, you can see the difference. You know,
mm-hmm.
that there's a difference between that and just, you know, mascara.
Mhm. Exactly. So that's what I thought, you know, as I was reading, or I just found that interesting. I guess it really depends, because you know how some people just have beautiful natural lashes all on their own, and then if you were to try his, you know, use his techniques, you know, maybe it would be something where you can say, okay, I wouldn't use a lash on this person. But I'm thinking about, because he's her tour makeup artist and she's a performer, she's always on stage, you know, I'm thinking to myself, this effect probably really wouldn't do anything for her look, for people standing out in the audience, you know what I mean, looking up at her. It's just interesting. I mean, I would really love to see what that would look like on somebody on stage, because, like I said, again, the picture that they showed, and maybe this picture that they showed is not necessarily, maybe that's not his work.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's not, maybe she wasn't, maybe it was more, this was more of a red carpet thing and not a stage thing, but it didn't match the article, I guess is what I'm saying. It didn't match the article to me. But he did also say in the article that for her tour, her Mrs. Carter show world tour,
mm-hmm.
that she went for an organic kind of look. So basically, mm-hmm. you know, she really wasn't like done up a lot, maybe as much as she would normally have been or what have you. But her lashes didn't look like, her lashes didn't look like something that I would replace. I mean, you know, that I would do instead of using false lashes.
Right.
Yeah. So, just a thought.
Hmm.
But the tips were great. Just wanted to really share the tips. But,
Interesting.
I just can't really see it projecting on stage. But maybe that's what.
Right.
Maybe that's what. No, they weren't going for that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's probably more of an organic look, really natural.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes Beyonce can do very little makeup and still, you know, appear to be so beautiful without all of that,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yep, absolutely.
Some people, when you add those extras, you kind of take away from their natural beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And although she's on stage, you know, sometimes just because you're on stage, you don't necessarily have to have all that, because you have these big screens, so you're not trying to project anything. It's like, you know, you may have over, you know, 60,000 people in one place. You know what I'm saying? Your lashes on stage is not going to project to anybody. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So because you do have the big screens, it's like you're sitting in the front row for some people. And for others, you're just not going to be able to really see that closely anyway. So it doesn't
that's
really matter.
True.
Why go?
I but
think
it's
like
really
why
matter.
Go through? Why go through all of that? You know, just make her look
mm-hmm.
pretty, and we're good. And trust me, nobody's really looking at her lashes,
right?
I mean, you know,
that's
really, Beyonce is there to entertain. She's an entertainer. She's dancing. She's singing. They're not looking at her lashes.
Right.
You know, they're not looking at it. It's really all about the music.
That's so true. That's really true. And just from the times when I worked with Beyonce and Destiny's Child when I was assisting Reggie Wells, the one thing I do remember about Beyonce is she's not really into the makeup like that. You know what I mean? She,
mm-hmm.
I just remember she always wanted to go last to get her makeup done. She was never in a rush to get her makeup done. She never
she
really
didn't
wanted
to sit in the makeup.
Right. She didn't want to sit. Yeah. And I remember, I'll just say this, this wasn't a good thing, but I remember her one time sleeping in her makeup because
she didn't want to sit for makeup the next day, or she didn't want to sit long for makeup the next day. So, you know, she's not that big on the makeup. And if you notice, like when she left the group and started doing things on her own, if you really notice over the years, it's like she wears less makeup. But then, like you said, she's naturally pretty without a lot. So,
yeah,
it's kind of easy for her to go with that look. So I just found that really interesting, the article that I read. So it's interesting. But, you know, you made a great point because, and you know, normally when people do makeup for stage, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess you have to really consider, you know, you have to really consider, like you said, what she's doing on stage and, you know, what kind of show this is. You know, if you're at one of those award shows or something where you're going to go and you're going to perform and then you're going to be gone, sit down somewhere, and then maybe you are, and, you know, maybe you are having a lot where the people close up can see. But like you said, with those big monitors, everybody has a kind of like, you know, depending on where you are, everybody has a good seat when you have a big monitor like that.
Right.
So you really don't really have to do a lot because everyone can see. So that was just that's a great point for makeup artists to hear about that.
Yes, so now this should spark an interesting conversation. A couple of weeks ago, I posted on the Beauty Talk with Illusions online radio page a question. And it was based off of something that was discovered in GCI magazine. So this is what I posted. Beauty Talk question of the week. According to GCI magazine, multinational brands are missing the mark when it comes to addressing the needs of different ethnic groups. What do you think? Are brands missing out on multicultural beauty? So we have two comments out there. And I want to read them both. I'm trying to figure out if I want to take it one by one or if I just want to read them both together. So I'll go ahead and share. So Shantina Brightman responds, I feel like the ranges of products offered, especially when it comes to foundations and formulas, are very commercialized. They produce 5 shades and think that our multi-layered compilation of skin tones, I like how she worded that. They think our multi-layered compilation of skin tones must match one of them. Let me read that again. They produce 5 shades and think our multi-layered compilation of skin tones must match one of them. Just let that kind of settle with you for a second. That's usually not the case. So we're having to buy more in order to mix and match for a perfect fit. And even then, it's not perfect. So for women listening to this, you know, sometimes women feel like they can go into a department store or wherever, pick out a shade of foundation. It's going to be perfect for them. And then they can walk out and go home and that's it. They've got their shade. As if, you know, these brands will have one shade specifically for what they have going on. Especially being women of color, there's so much going on with it, you know, with our skin tones, our just our complexions in general. Most people don't have a totally even complexion, so you may see more than one, you know, one thing going on with the face when it comes to the skin tone. So, yes, we may have to mix foundations. Or we may have to, you know, find a color closely that's close to our skin tone, but then use a powder to address anything, any underlying skin tone that you may see. You may have to use a powder to kind of address that to make your foundation a perfect fit. Okay, so however you have to get there, so be it. The issue is a lot of brands that are out there aren't getting you close, and that's pretty much what Shantina is saying. You have to mix and match for a perfect fit, but even that's not perfect. Huh. Let me go down to Natasha's response. She says, I agree that many brands do miss the mark, especially when it comes to women of color. Just focusing on the area of foundations, that's always the issue. Most times, the women of much darker skin tones are the ones primarily neglected. We are now starting to find that the newer makeup lines, mainly those spearheaded by people of color, are beginning to answer the cry of those women of color who are not being addressed. Now, there was one important word that she mentioned. She says, we are now starting to find that the newer makeup lines, mainly those spearheaded by people of color, are beginning to answer the cry of those women of color who are not being addressed. Mm-hmm. There are so many lines out there who say they are for women of color, but they're not developed by people of color. So when people think that they're, oh, I'm going to use such and such, you know, it's a line for women of color. A lot of lines out there are for women of color because they know women of color buy a lot of beauty products. So you're going to see all kinds of lines popping up all over the place just so that they can make the money. They're not addressing your needs. A lot of things, that, a lot of brands that you see in Sephora, a lot of brands that you might see in department stores, sometimes brands that you see, like, you know, at your Walmarts or Targets, some of them, they're not really addressing the needs of women of color. Mm-hmm. Some of them are, you know, have come very close. Some of them have been around for years, and they do come very close to addressing the needs of women of color. But again, they're not lined by people of color, which to me, I think that's very important. I think you don't have to have brands who are spearheaded by people of color. To me, I think you should be more focused on brands by women of color, by people of color, for women of color. Mm-hmm. To me, I think that's where you will get the better fit, because you have somebody who's not developing a line for the money, but developing the line to really truly address your needs.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, shameless plug, but take Illusions Cosmetics, for example. Been around for a while. Been in this game with women of color in mind from day one. When we were told, don't say your line is for women of color, say your line is for women of all colors, from day one, by publicists, this is what we were told. Because back then, it wasn't the popular thing to say. It wasn't the popular thing to do. Now, everybody's got a line for women of color. Everybody thinks that they're addressing the needs of women of color. You see all of these brands in the department stores and in the drug stores who have added a few extra darker shades. And so people think, oh, wow, you know, now they're considering us. They're considering your dollar bill. And that's why you still can't get the shades right. Because
right.
They thought,
absolutely,
just make some dark makeup, and that'll satisfy them, and then they'll buy from this line. And the crazy thing about it is, they're buying from those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And people are still not satisfied, and so therefore, that's why we have the question. And it brings me back to Shantina's response, where she says they produce 5 shades and think that our multi-layered compilation of skin tones must match one of them. And it's true. Let's just add a couple of darker shades. And then, like I said, that ought to make them happy. And then we'll, you know, we'll go from there. And those couple of dark shades that you make doesn't really fit anybody. You know, you've got to find something that's got a little more red in it. You've got to find something that's got a little more yellow in it. You got to mix 2 and 3 shades just to get hopefully close to what's the proper shade. And it ain't working for people. So where do we go from there?
the one of the most important things is just to continue to have the conversation and to continue to find out what women of color, what they need, what issues they need addressed when it comes to their foundation or whatever their cosmetics and skincare needs are, but just to continue to have the conversation.
I have the answer. Buy black.
Absolutely. Well, just want to make a quick mention before we get off because we've run out of time. This is Janice speaking. I have a I have a new blog for men. It's a skincare and grooming blog for men. It's called Dapper, and look out for it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the blog is going to be housed on Tumblr. So look out for it, and I will be sharing, you know, male grooming tips, skincare tips, advice, articles, interviews, and all that good stuff to help our men out a little bit more. There's a lot of men out there who get it, and then there's those men out there who just don't get it, and they don't see the need for proper skincare, and they don't know the proper way to shave, and then they're wondering why they have the issues that they have as a result of shaving improperly and not caring for their skin. So I want to address that in the new blog, and I ask for you guys' support. So stay tuned. I'll mention it again on another show, and I'll give you all at that time, on another time, I'll give you all the addresses as to where you can find the blog on social media. All right.
And but I just wanted to quickly mention really quickly, I just want to quickly mention to follow me on Snapchat. This is Denise. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. It's all my name, Denise Tunnell, T-U-N-N-E-L-L. I will definitely be sharing more product reviews on Snapchat. So just definitely check me out there. I'm going to be doing quite a few this week on some skincare products that I received from the makeup show that I definitely want you all to take a look at. So definitely follow me there. That's where I'll be doing a bunch of that kind of stuff on there, as well as follow me on Tumblr. Again, Denise Tunnell, and it's the Glam Squad Diaries on Tumblr.
All right. So thank you guys for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next week with another inspiring guest. So make sure you join us then, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Have a wonderful night and have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.